This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I'd like to welcome you all here today, the second Sunday in Advent. For those watching at home, we're doing divine service three from the service book of hymns number 336, 344, 357, 347, and 515. Well, Father, our service is received on the way in. Beginning on page 3 with the confession and absolution, followed by the sharing of peace and the processional hymn. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
We made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Let us kneel and concede it with confession of sins. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor and miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful. Poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stand, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise and face the center aisle with the prayer of peace. The lectern is silent. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And the pulpit song. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading of our lessons from God's Holy Word.
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia.
Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for the children's message.
Look at this.
Does it look like 1,000 pennies? There's a lot of pennies there. You know what, you're right, it's only 800. Here's 200 more. 1,000 pennies. Same. 1,000 pennies. It's a $10 bill. We don't know God's plan, but we do, right? We don't know his schedule. We know God's plan. What's his plan? For Jesus. Jesus came to earth. He suffered for our sins. All the sins we had, all the sins we will have. Everybody's sins, he suffered. And then what? What happened to Jesus? This is God's plan. Jesus, what happened to him? He died. That's part of God's plan. Jesus died. And then he went to the devil and he said, he went down to hell. He went to the devil. And he went to heaven. And that's where he is. And he will come again. Like a thief. Be prepared, right? So we talk about it. We come to church. We pray. We listen to the word. We get communion. We get baptized. We know we are saved. We are prepared. And we celebrate that every year at Advent and Christmas time. So let's say a prayer. Thank you, God. Okay? Dear God, thank you for your plan.
Thank you.
Keep us always prepared. Let your Holy Spirit lead us to share your love, to repentance, and to forgiveness in others. Until that day, when your Son does come again, and we celebrate in heaven together. Amen.
We continue with the sermon hymn On Jordan's Banks, The Baptist's Cry, on page 9.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The church is decorated. We have the trees and the lights and the garland and the stars. There's a familiar comfort to it all. It's kind of calming. It brings a peaceful feeling. On dark December evenings, it's nice just to drive around and see all the houses lit up brightly with the colorful, twinkly lights. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men. Into this scene of calm bursts John the Baptist here on the second Sunday of Advent, dressed in his garment of hair with a leather belt around his waist like the prophet Elijah, and eating food that he foraged in the desert. John is not some slick, fancy-pants preacher living in luxury, sipping white wine and having subtle conversations with other intellectuals about the meaning of life. No, this is John the Baptist, the new Elijah promised by the prophets Malachi and Isaiah, and he's blasting in full strength to fulfill Old Testament prophecies. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John gives it to you straight. John calls people to repentance because the reign of heaven is near. And people hear the message and they respond. Crowds come from Judea and all Jerusalem to be baptized by John in the wilderness. John is the voice calling in the wilderness. Now, the wilderness is not a happy, comfortable place. Desolate and dangerous. It's isolated and abandoned. John's preaching the good news of the coming of King Jesus in difficult circumstances, in a dangerous location. Lately, it can certainly feel like we are in the wilderness of these unending days of pandemic. We pray for this to end, but the virus is spiking, and we have more and more people that we know who are infected and quarantining and sick and dying. The virus continues to ravage the world and makes everything feel out of sorts. The voice of one crying in the wilderness still speaks to us today. John is the voice in the wilderness bringing the good news of Jesus' arrival. The one promised from of old has come. John's cry in the wilderness still resonates today. It is still good news in the wilderness that Jesus has come, God in flesh, God with us, Emmanuel. It is still good news that God in flesh is born in Bethlehem and grows to die on the cross for your sins and rise from the dead. It is still good news in the wilderness that you look forward to Jesus coming again on the last day to raise the dead and bring all believers in Jesus into the heavenly city of New Jerusalem. It is still good news in the wilderness that Jesus comes to you today in his word and in his body and blood and holy communion. In this wilderness of this world and in the wilderness of the pandemic, you still need to hear the call to repent and follow Jesus. John is a good preacher. And we know this because while he's kind of a rock star of his time with people coming out to him from all over, John does not preach about John. John does not promote John.
John doesn't preach sermons about how cool John is. John knows he's a sinner who needs Jesus. And so John minimizes John, and he preaches about Jesus. And he preached saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie." John preaches about Jesus. A wise seminary professor once said that any preacher worth his salt sends his people home talking about Jesus, not talking about the pastor. John breaks the calm on this second Sunday of Advent, calling you to repent. Now, this can sound like John's trying to make you feel guilty for a bit, but repentance is not something Jesus needs from you. Repentance is something you need in order to know where you stand, to know you are a sinner who needs forgiveness, to know you are a sinner who needs Jesus, to know you are not God, to know that you should fear, love, and trust in God alone. Martin Luther, in his book, The Bondage of the Will, writes, "No man can be thoroughly humbled until he knows that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, devices, endeavors, will, and works, and depends entirely on the choice, will, and work of another, namely of God alone. For as long as he is persuaded that he himself can do even the least thing toward his salvation, he retains some self-confidence and does not altogether despair of himself, and therefore he is not humbled before God, but presumes that there is, or at least hopes or desires that there may be, some place, time, and work for him by which he may at length attain to salvation." Repentance despairs of yourself and looks to God for salvation. Repentance admits you cannot save yourself. You need Jesus. Repentance takes the king's crown off your head and returns it to Jesus. Repentance is a call to remove those things in your life that keep you from welcoming the king to reign over you. John the Baptist is the voice of one crying in the wilderness to prepare the way for Jesus' arrival. Jesus arrives to take center stage, but he ministers in a surprisingly humble way, with healing and forgiveness. Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them. He cares for the weak and lowly. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many. Today, in the wilderness of this world, in the isolation and desolation of the unending pandemic, take heart. Jesus has come as the sacrifice for your sins. Jesus comes to you today in his word and in his body and blood in Holy Communion, and Jesus will come on the last day to raise you from the dead to live with him forever. This is the great good news that John the Baptist brings to you today. It is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible.
the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. In the prayers today, we pray for Carolyn Ott undergoing chemotherapy, Dean Langevin, a friend of Doug and Ruby Urbex, being treated for cancer, Beth McMahon recovering from eye surgery, for Todd Ralph, Dale and Judy Auger, son-in-law, facing surgery, David Reeder having medical issues, Brian Bowman, Dolores' son, who diagnosed with COVID, for Beverly Stewart, a friend of Dolores Bowman's, who's undergoing medical tests, and for Sarah Fleming, Sean Fleming's daughter, who has COVID. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people, according to their needs. Restore us, O God, and let your face shine that we may be saved. As you led Joseph like a flock, so now by your Son lead us into straight paths. Bring us out of the bondage of sin and plant us securely in your eternal promises. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Almighty God, in your blessed patience, you send your prophets and apostles, pastors and teachers in all times, that sinners would not perish, but rather reach repentance and find comfort in your word, which alone will stand forever. Preserve the servants of your church. Give to our congregation and all congregations an increase of hope, that we may await the revealing of the new heavens and the new earth in lives of holiness and godliness, diligent to be found without spot or blemish and at peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Holy Lord, preserve your gift of marriage against the ravages of sin, the schemes of the devil, and the raging of the world. Bless the couples and families of our congregation. Strengthen them in love and care for one another and establish them on the foundation of your word. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of all comfort, your word endures alone forever. The nations of the world come and go before you. Even kings and rulers are like grass before your breath. Preserve us from placing our trust in princes and mortal men. Give us leaders who will rule after your good pleasure, keeping order and protecting life, that we may live in godly quietness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, bless and graciously regard all for whom we pray, especially Carolyn, Dean, Beth, Todd, David, Brian, Beverly, and Sarah. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you once prepared the way of your only begotten Son through the preaching and baptism of John. Prepare now to baptize Christians with true repentance and faith that seeks forgiveness of sins, that they would worthily eat and drink Christ's true body and blood in the blessed sacrament. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
times and in all places. Give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, preserve you in true faith and life everlasting. Pardon, please. Your sins are forgiven.
Shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor